Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
College football's weekend of memorable moments. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. We've seen and heard enough about Urban Meyer's stupid bar behavior and his wife quitting Twitter due to all the mean stuff she was reading. Yes, Meyer's career and personal life are crumbling. Then there was Coach Ed Orgeron, 2 years removed from a national championship, about to be booted from LSU because his current team is 3-3. Possible successes are already being bandied about. Our own Mack Brown is safe at 3-3, even though his Tar Heels have bumbled big expectations. Thankfully enough, disappointed fans understand that's how the ball bounces and that Mack saved our program. The same can't be said for his third successor at Texas, Steve Sarkisian, whose Longhorns blew in enormously to Oklahoma in the Red River Shootout with the Sooners changed quarterbacks. Significant when you consider that Oklahoma's Spencer Rattler and Sam Howell were preseason Heisman Trophy co-favorites. Howell's been very good, but his team hasn't. So much for Sam's chances. Just when you think that madness is everywhere in this country, from sports to politics, comes the video of the Texas A&M family watching their husband, their son, and their friend beating Alabama. Seth Small is a place kicker who has struggled this season, but he could change all that when he lined up a 28-yard field goal with the game tied against the perennial powerhouse unbeaten Crimson Tide. Instead of having his camera turned on the field and kick, enterprising videographer Cam Worthy was focusing on Small's wife Rachel and the rest of the family as Seth got his chance for football immortality. You can read a nervous Rachel lip saying, "Come on, 47, Small's number, come on, babe." And when the kick went through and the family erupted in euphoria, she buried her head in emotion before jumping onto the field to celebrate with her man and his team. With perhaps the craziest sports weekend of all time, from the fields to the MLB diamonds to fans unleash after COVID going nuts, absolutely nuts, comes a documented story of what athletes' families go through watching their men and women in the heat of battle. It's why college and pro sports are still great and why we need them now, maybe more than ever. This is Archansky. See ya.